Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wakanda! Welcome!
The Casamigos Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. Tonight, we'll pour up a double shot. I mean, Jalen Brunson has gotten this award probably 20 times this season. Obviously, I'm going to give it to him with another 39 points, 4 assists, 2 rebounds, and another win. He is just constant, and the Knicks will go as far as he goes. But, I mean, you've heard this name. Paul from Memphis mentioned him, and Marco just mentioned him. Kyle Palmieri scored a goal at 117 in overtime, giving the New York Islanders a 3-2 win against the Montreal Canadiens at UBS Arena. I think the guys from the Afternoon Drive show were out there, and now the Islanders fans are believing it's setting up this matchup for Saturday. It's going to be a good one. You know what's funny? I was watching the Yankees postgame, as I try to do, and multiple times I've heard this song, right? This song is Kendrick Lamar, Big Shot from the Black Panther soundtrack. I've heard this song played in the Yankees clubhouse multiple times. It's on their postgame playlist. I don't know who comes up with it. Maybe I'll text Nestor and be like, yo, who made the playlist? You guys put Big Shot on there. I appreciate it. It's not because of me. It's because it's a good song, and these guys are playing like big shots. Keith McPherson on the Fan. It's the last hour I have. I have 50 minutes left. If you would like to join the show, 877-337-6666. It's wide open. Whatever you guys want to talk about to close the night. I'm off tomorrow. I have to make arrangements and do some different things for my son's first birthday party on Saturday, but I'll be back Monday, and we'll go forward with everything. So call me up if you want to add anything before I'm out of here. Let's go to my guy Jay Schmeezy out in Rutherford. Bleacher Creatures on both sides of the phone.
Yeah. What's up, my guy Keith? How are you?
I'm good, man. Another 5-hour KM to AM when you need it.
Yeah, and listen, I know it's timely here with the Casamigos shout out, but dude, that Cristalino, the Reposado Cristalino we had in the bodega.
I was trying to tell him, like, yo, it goes down smooth. I could come through with it. Shout out to Casamigos for being so solid.
Absolutely, it was amazing. And listen, I would be remiss not to shout out the finisher, Mr. C, R.I.P.
Yes, sir.
It was funny. I was talking to Ed here on the screening. I'll never forget that opening show you had. It was It was a rainy day. The Mets just blew the game, as the Mets do, right?
Yep.
And hearing Calvin from Brooklyn call in, that was it was such a special moment. You know what I mean? It was incredible.
Yeah, man. It's crazy that you know, Calvin from Brooklyn was calling in for the Mets. I had no idea it was Mr. C, but he blessed me that night, man. He gave me a stamp of approval. And, you know, what he said was that he hoped that I followed in the steps of Tony Page and, you know, just represented, you know, black men on WFAN in a certain way. And I think I have. And I think I've just represented, period. You know, I just think I've carved out a nice little lane for myself, and I've been able to connect with a lot of different fans and people. And it's loud now. It's obvious now. There's a lot of love and a lot of people that have come through to lift me up. And it's crazy that we lost Mr. C, but right away I'm like, wow, I didn't get a chance to meet him, but I did get to speak to him one time. My first time on air. That's crazy, bro.
It was incredible, man. And listen, I said this to you before, and I'll say it to you again. It's called The Fan, right? WFAN, The Fan. There's not a bigger fan on here than you, Keith. And the movement is growing. It's palpable. It's like the energy in the stadium. You know, it's just incredible thing to watch where you're at. And listen to the goofies and to the lames out there in the bleachers. You know, it's sad that this even had to become a topic. You know what I mean? It's like people, like you said, they're too much TikTok, too much, you know, Instagram, too many, you know, wannabe celebrities. You know, you got to let it breathe, right? And you got to show respect to the people that did it back when there wasn't seats in the bleachers. That's what people don't understand. There was no seat numbers. It was first come, first serve, whoever was in the first one in the building. And that's where people like Tina, that's where people like Mark, that's right. Where people like Ball Vinny, this is where we're taking it. Back when you couldn't buy beer in the bleachers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because it was too reckless. You know? It was a different animal. And that's why I said, bro, I pull up to the bleachers to see Millie, to see Becky, to see everybody, man. Chico, Mo, Junior, Jaden, the whole young crew, Vernon, and like somebody will bump me. I got a credential under my shirt. Somebody will bump me, like, get out of the way. I'm like, bro, what are you doing? Well, you're in my seat.
I know you from
I'm like,
where?
I'm not in your seat. There are no assigned seats out here. You rented a spot in the bleachers for $100 tonight. Chill out.
You made it a hot line. I made it a hot song. Like,
hey,
come on,
bars.
You know what I mean? But listen, Keith, love you. Love the energy of the season. I can't wait for the summer and for the spring and for the Knicks and everything. We're here behind you. And listen, I mentioned to you before, I'm going to say it on the air now. You know what I mean? I'm thinking a meetup is in order. You know what I mean? Like, let's plan something. I think this is obviously looking forth, you know, down the road and everything. But if you need a guy to make smash burgers, you know you don't got to look too far, all right? I'm here for you, brother, all right?
Yeah, we'll have to set it up on our own. It'll be a Bleacher Creatures meetup. I don't think WFAN is setting up a Keith McPherson meetup at the stadium. Or I got my little T-Mobile placement with Cecil Fielder and Paul O'Neill. I appreciated that, but I'm the nighttime guy. I'm low in the pecking order. I'm on the bottom of the totem pole.
And happy birthday to Jackson, too, man. You know what? 1 year is an awesome thing. You're an awesome dad, and it's been beautiful to see. So have a great rest of the show, man. I've been enjoying it all night, and I'll see you at the next homestand.
Appreciate you, brother. I'll see you soon. Jay Schmeezy, you've heard him call in, and he be chefing it up, cooking it up. And he's a big-time Giants fan. He lives right by Giants Stadium. He has great tailgates, and he's also a Bleacher Creature. You know, it's funny. I used to do this podcast with this guy back in, like, 2018 or 2019, and he did some goofy stuff in regards to the creatures and where the creatures congregate and hang out, and he posted it a bunch of places. And, you know, streets are done now with TikTok and everything and the ability to show everybody every single thing that goes on at Yankee Stadium. But when that happened, I remember the word traveling around, like, yo, that's not good. Tell him to delete that. Tell him to not post that. Tell him not to run with that. And when I pulled up on the creatures, Schmeeze checked me, and he was like, yo, what's up with your boy, man? What's up with, like, yo, you don't know the code out here? You don't know what's going on? And I'm like, listen, it's not me. I do a podcast with this dude. This dude claims to be from the Bronx. He does not know the code. He does not know what goes on. He's using this for his own exploits and views on Twitter and Facebook or whatever. He doesn't get it. I'll tell him, but he'll never show his face around the gang again. But right there, you know, Shmi's showed me he was a real one. He was protecting the code and the order of the creatures and the gang and what, you know, we hold so sacred out there at Yankee Stadium and some of the places around the stadium that we congregate. And, yeah, that was, what, 2018 or 2019? I think it was 2019 season that I really met Shmi's. And shout out to him. He's a big WFAN fan. I always say when I had that audition night, the night August 25th, 2021, that Mr. C called in, I was nervous. I didn't know how to go about it. I thought I could just do my own thing. The Mets did lose to the Dodgers that night 3-2. And who was pitching? I can't remember who was pitching now. Taiwan Walker, maybe? And he got pulled early. And I remember I barely was even watching the Mets game. I listened to the call a little bit. Zoo actually was producing for me tonight, who's producing for me right now. Zoo was the first person to open the door for me at WFAN. I couldn't even get in. And I remember I had this just long, open, prepared, 11-11, one's on the clock. That means I'm connected with the universe right now. I'm telling the truth. Taiwan Walker was pitching. He got pulled early, and the Mets fans just wanted to call in and complain about that. And I just didn't care. I'm like, yo, this might be my only time on WFAN. I'm going to speak my piece. I'm going to, you know, tell my story. I'm going to talk about the Yankees. We'll get to that. And then I kind of took some calls and got in the flow of it, whatever. And the rest is history, man. I thought I would be one and done. I went back to Yankee Stadium, and I linked with Shmi's and some of the creatures, and they were all clapping and whooping it up for me. And they're like, you got it, bro. You got it, bro. I'm like, nah. There is a lot of people vying for a spot on WFAN. There are a lot of people in the building that want that spot. Like, I could be one and done, man. I could be one and done. Nope. I don't know how many shows I've done. Let's keep this show rolling. Pete is in Deer Park, New York. Hello, Pete.
Hey, how you doing? I want to say I enjoy your show, and happy birthday to your son. But I got to defend my buddy Loogie. You guys, the Yankee fans, are stealing his thunder. It's the Knicks are the dogs, not the Yankees. And he started this 10 years ago. And you guys are wrong.
10 years ago.
And I know that you like the Yankees. I'm a Mets fan. And, you know, like Evan, and that's why you guys are friends. You guys, you know, are homers. He likes the Mets. You like the Yankees. And I like the Mets and the Giants.
We're also Nets fans.
That's why he's the fan. But I'm telling you, he started the dog stuff with the Knicks. The Knicks and the Yankees.
He convinced you that he started that.
Listen, Joe Benigno called him Loogie 10 years ago, and he started the dog stuff. And now Verdugo is saying they're calling him
How many years Doogie. Ago you think they started calling Verdugo Doogie?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. They do it because Loogie, and they're Doogie, that's why. And they're stealing the dogs. They're stealing his thunder. He's the one that came up with this stuff. And I've been listening to you guys all the time, and I have to defend him. It's, you know, I think he came up with it, and I'm, you know, if I'm wrong, you know, then prove me wrong.
That's good. Thanks for the call, Pete. I'm glad you defended Loogie. I'm glad that this microphone is so powerful that Loogie on the Tommy Lugauer Hour, the Lugauer, convinced you over the last two seasons that nobody else could be a dog. Right? Deion Sanders, didn't he have his players wear a D on their jersey? Colorado football, what's the D stand for? I'm Googling. Oh, yeah. There are no captains in Boulder, Colorado, but there are leaders and dogs. So they put L's and D's on their jerseys last year. Did they get that from Loogie? Man, I posted a viral video. Let me go to my Twitter and scroll all the way back and find the viral video because I'm an internet guy. I'd be on the internet like that. In 2021, a high school kid went viral. He had an interview about his high school football team, and he was going through all the players on his team, and every time he mentioned a player on the team, he said, oh, yeah, that kid, he's also All-State in baseball, dog. Oh, a running back? He's a running back, but he also plays linebacker. Dog. Nothing new under the sun. Nobody created anything. Nobody invented anything. Everything is borrowed and repurposed. And I know WFAN is powerful, but I would bet every dollar that I have that Alex Verdugo, who was in Boston, who also, I think, was spending time in Arizona when the Yankees signed him, and then came over to Tampa, and then went to Houston and started with the dog stuff, I would bet every dollar that I have that he's not familiar with Tommy Lugauer. He doesn't listen to the fan. Now, you know what? The thing about the fan and people that listen to the fan, myself included, a lot of time we get tunnel vision. We think everybody hears this. We think everybody's listening. We think everybody is tapped in on the radio and the Odyssey app. I wish they were. I wish they were. It would help me a ton. But that's not the case. Alex Verdugo said that they were dogs, and I think it was more so off that viral video from that high school kid. I think that Drake dropped an album called For All the Dogs with a bunch of dog references in it, and he doesn't know who Tommy Lugauer is. He'd never heard of Evan and Tiki. He doesn't listen to WFAN. I could keep going. Nothing new under the sun. The Yankees are way more powerful. They have way more reach than 101.9 FM and a Lugauer. So as soon as Verdugo says dog in a post game, T-shirts are made. They start running with that. They start barking. They start putting their hands together like dogs. It's now a thing. But I do like it because it has now given Tommy Lugauer more legs, right? I had said, oh, well, you lost one of your dogs with Julius Randle going down. Your chances to do damage have been damaged. You're damaged. But I saw Lugie when he finished his show today, and I said, yo, if the Yankees slump here or the Yankees slow down over the course of the next month and the Knicks take off in the playoffs, here you go, bro. Every day you can lean into the dudes, dogs, damage. I told Lugie back when he started, oh, you got something with that. Just the alliteration of it. The Knicks have dudes. They have dogs. They're going to do damage. But I'm sorry, folks. I hate to break it to you. There is a 0% chance that they heard that on Evan and Tiki or the Lugauer and said, oh, we're going to steal it and make it ours now. It just doesn't happen like that. 877-337-6666. This mic is powerful, but not that powerful. And Lugie should have made some shirts. And Lugie should have ran with it. And Lugie should have done more with it than Lugauer. But the Yankees are doing it, and that's helping him. And it now gives the shtick a little bit more juice because he can say, you know, he can parlay that into, I'm a Mets fan, and they've been stealing things from me my whole life. But you know what? There are a bunch of Yankee fans in Yankee Stadium barking and, you know, doing the dog stuff that they don't listen to WFAN. They haven't heard a Lugie. They haven't heard of Evan and Tiki. They're not familiar with that whole dog thing. It's ours. It's yours. It can be both. We're both New York teams. There are Knicks fans that are also doubling as Yankee fans that want to see both of them do damage and be dogs and be dudes. At least you got the dudes thing. And I just think it's funny. I think it's funny that it's Lugie and Doogie as the guys running with this. 877-337-6666666. For all the dogs. My guy Dan in Middletown, New Jersey. Monmouth Hawks on both sides of the phone.
How are you, Keith?
I'm good, man. Bringing it home. I'm taking the rest of my calls. Time is burning on me. It's running out. But appreciate you always tapping in. What you got, brother?
So I'm on my way home from the Ranger game right now. First, before I get into it, happy birthday to Jackson. Hope he enjoys the first. And
thanks.
Hopefully you get him some good cake.
He's little, man. He's blacked out. He doesn't know. I am going to go get him a nice cake. My guy Z down at Carvel, shout out to him. I'm going to go get a cake from him when I go home. And, you know, it's crazy having a one-year-old kid. He doesn't know anything. All he knows is that I got to feed him. He doesn't ever really want me to change him. He wants me to pick him up high and, play, roll the ball his way. But other than that, he doesn't know. He doesn't know anything about this one-year-old birthday party. This is for us and his grandparents and cousins and adults.
Awesome. Glad to hear. And then, so I'm on my way home for the Ranger game. I'm actually a few rows ahead of me is the GOAT, Matt Harmon.
So yeah, I got to connect with Matt. I got to connect with Professor Ferg, too.
Are you going to come to the 50th?
What date is it? Nobody reaches out to me. You're the only one from Monmouth that consistently keeps in touch with me.
May 3rd.
May 3rd. I'll put it in my calendar.
Friday.
I actually have plans with my wife that Friday night. That's like my birthday week. I'm trying to go to Camden Yards on the 1st or 2nd. Maybe I can come down during the day. I want to. I want to be involved. I want to come back to WMCX where I started talking on the radio and help you guys and you know, be a resource to you guys. Just keep me in the loop.
I will. I'll definitely keep you in the loop. And then my Yankees, I'm so happy with the start they've gotten out off to, but there were some puzzling decisions that happened in the game last night. Why is Jose Trevino hitting in the ninth inning? He's got one hit on the season. Oswaldo Cabrera is third or fourth on the team in RBIs and hitting .333, and they still don't trust him against lefties, and it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, there is a few questionable things. I talked about it last night. Trevi's got to be better. He's been the worst hitter on the team. Austin Wells is a rookie, but he's going to be asked to do a lot this year. Oswaldo not getting in the series, I have a problem with that because he's shown you he's a primetime player. He can make the plays. I mean, Jemai Jones is in the game. Or Jemai Jones, whatever his name is in the game. It's a loss, man. Ultimately, they won the series. It didn't matter to them too much once we got to the end. But at least they were fighting. Never say die. We felt like they had a chance.
I also don't agree with the take that was put on the radio earlier. I mean, Juan Soto is up there to extend the game. I don't understand why someone would be upset with him walking and putting it to the guy that was the best player in baseball the past two seasons and only got hurt because of a freak injury.
Yeah, a couple things. I'm like, but I didn't think Trevino did. I don't know. Did Trevino bat in the ninth? I got to go back.
He did.
So who made the outs? It was Trevino. Judge made the final out. Who made the other out? Because I know Volpe got on, Soto got on.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It might have been Torres.
Maybe it was Glaber beforehand.
No, it was Verdugo.
Verdugo got it. Oh, Verdugo, right. Verdugo was 0 for 4, and he had a tough time with the home plate ump. I'll say this, man, and I said this about Sal's take, and you Yankee fans online, like, the way that Mets fans try to get at me online, Yankee fans get at Sal Licata. Good. I mean, we're working here. It's definitely working. You know, Sal, I said he has his wrong takes, his incorrect takes. I could rattle off 10 of them right now. But I didn't completely disagree with that take, and I even said it last night. Like, working a walk there, to me, like, you got to think about the count, and you got to think about how that guy was pitching him, and even the fact that Soto put his hand up for timeout, and it wasn't granted, and that ball in the dirt was ball three, right? We want to hit there, or I want to hit there as a Yankee fan because I'm not confident in Aaron Judge right now. I did not want it to fall on bases loaded, two out, Aaron Judge at the plate. And that's sick, right? That's disgusting because it's Aaron Judge. Who else would you want up? But I'm not confident in him right now. I'm more confident in Juan Soto breaking the game open, putting pressure on them. But you can only take what you're given. If you're not given a pitch to hit, work the walk, take your base, pass the baton. But I understood where Sal was coming from. You got to swing the bat. You don't have that many outs. Judge has been cold. Judge's last two at-bats were pitiful. Ultimately, it's one game. We'll forget it on Friday.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I don't think people should be nervous about Judge. He's one of the best players in the game, and he didn't play in the spring that much. He's going to get his timing down, and he'll be fine. Thank you for letting me call in, Keith. Have a good night.
Thanks for the call, Dan. Yeah, I saw somebody was like, yo, rare L, Keith. You know, what I say about Sal, too, and I know Yankee fans just got to get out of like, Sal makes his takes, and he stands on them. Like, he doesn't care if he's wrong, either. I've gone over, like, Sal was telling you that the Jets should pursue Matt Ryan, and then Matt Ryan retired and joined Tiki Barber. Sal got on and told you Tommy DeVito was better than Daniel Jones. Like, I could go with every team. The Mets, he told you the NL East was over. The Yankees. He told you the Yankees were going to win the World Series last year in the 82-80 season. He said that the Yankees were going to win the World Series. He's telling you that the Mets are going to sign Juan Soto. He makes his take. He told you that the offseason that the Mets had was better than the Yankees offseason. But he makes his takes, and then he makes his case, and he stands on it. And I didn't completely disagree. I know people wanted to jump all over him like, oh, well, what are you supposed to do if the guy's not giving you any pitches to hit? You got to try and swing the bat. Ultimately, the Yankees lost the game. So what would you rather have had? I would have rather had some runs be scored than a walk being worked and then Judge being put in a spot where he pops the ball up the center field and that's how the game ends. Judge hasn't been right. I'm not confident in Judge. I'm more confident in Juan Soto. And Juan Soto had drove a run in to get the Yankees started earlier in the game, right? And not even that much earlier. In the eighth, he hit a double. And Anthony Volpe scored. I don't know. It's just a situational hitting type of thing. But ultimately, if you go back to the at-bat, and I don't remember it exactly, but I do remember he didn't get any pitches to hit. So if you don't get any pitches to hit, you don't get any pitches to swing at and make an impact. But as a fan watching that game, I was not excited that Judge was coming up. And that makes me sick. I'm disgusted over that. I'm just being honest. I'm just telling you the truth. Judge has been slumping. Judge, he was his other at bat. I got to go back to my notes from last night. He looked at some pitches and it's just like, Judge, what is going on, buddy? Are you all right? Let me see. I said, Judge comes up with bases loaded and honestly, I'm not feeling great about it. Then Judge flies out to shallow center. Soto calls time, doesn't get called. Ball's in the dirt. It's a 3-1 count. Then a called strike two. He's looking for a walk. And in my honest opinion, it's not time for your on-base percentage. It's time to try and score runs because we're running out of time in the game. And there's no time in the game. There's outs in the game. Even going back to, man, Judge had an at-bat where it was just weak AF. Where I'm, what are you looking at? It's a lefty pitcher. It's a guy that, let's see, after Volpe walks and Soto knocks him in, Judge has a terrible at-bat. Looking at two strikes and a ball, then check swinging on strike three. I wasn't confident in him coming up. I was like, it's either Juan Soto gets it done or we're about to lose. Judge is either going to strike out or pop out, and that's exactly what happened. 877-337-6666. Ultimately, I do not care. The Yankees won the series. They're 10-3. They're in first place. We're not going to care about this once they start playing again tomorrow. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. My time's running out. Call me up if you want to join the show. We'll be right back. I might have one more break, but let's see if I can take all my calls. And if I don't get to you, you can reach me online at Keith_McPherson on Twitter, live on TikTok right now with the same name, and on Instagram and everywhere else. And like I said, I'm off tomorrow. I got to get ready for my son's birthday, but let's go Yanks. And I'll be back to talk about this Guardian series on Monday, and I'll be back to talk about this Royal series. Don't look now, but the Kansas City Royals, Bobby Witt Jr., they're not the Royals of last year that lost 106 games. Interested to see what they do in Queens. 877-337-6666. My guy Josh in Passaic on The Fan. What's up, Josh?
Not much, Keith. How are you?
Good. Bringing it home.
So, first, just with the Devils game, slightly upset. You know, shout out to my friend Aaron, my study hall partner. who's been telling me, you know, with Austin Matthews, he's been telling me he's going to get to 70 goals. I was telling him, no, he won't. And when he plays Adele, he's not going to do anything. Oh, he has three goals, or just these last two games versus the Devils. So, if you're listening, Aaron, looks like he's going to get there.
Yeah, two more games. And you said you're going to the Islanders-Devils game on Monday?
Yep, you're going?
I'm trying to go, yeah. I'm gonna hit up Pete and see if I can go to that game, because the Yankees will be on the road. And I have pulled it off before where I go to the Devils game during the Yankee game, but then I got to drive from Newark and get here to the fan, but I should be able to time it up. So I'll see you there. I'll find a way to find you.
I hope hopefully this time. And then with the Mets, this was just beautiful. I don't remember the last time that, not that I've seen such like a blowout game, especially versus the Braves in Atlanta, taking a series, and I was telling
that's what
that,
I'm
like,
saying.
You know, we had the switch of the places.
Bro.
They couldn't field.
That's all I was trying to say in my open. Mets fans weren't feeling it. I'm like, this never happens. You never go bully the bully. You never go down there and put up 16 runs in a whole series, let alone one game. Losers, let it happen. Winners, make it happen. I dubbed them the Make It Happen Mets 2 years ago. They're showing signs of trying to make it happen again.
No longer fear the Rays. They couldn't field the ball. Michael Harris can't catch anything.
That's very Metsy. That's what I said too, Josh. I said, look at the ball going off Michael Harris' glove, Arcia's glove. That's what the Mets do.
O'Reilly ever plays third base. And Matt Olson, Austin Riley, Adam Duvall, three of these boppers that I feel like every time they play the Mets, just crush it. Had zero home runs the entire series. This is just great.
So the Mets do have some pitching.
Yes, we'll take this for now.
Just some.
All right, Keith. I know you have other calls to take. Hopefully, I'll see you on Monday and have a great weekend.
Yes, sir. I'll get there. Thanks for the call, Josh. Appreciate you. That's young Josh. He grew up through the 3 years he's been calling my show on the Fan. He's, I think, 16 now. When he first started calling, he was 13. You know, you heard that bass get in his voice. When he first started calling, he was a little bit younger. And I haven't met Josh. I did meet Josh in the Bronx. I told Zoo that. Zoo was like, wait, you met Josh from the Bronx? Yes, I did. I'm trying to meet all you guys, man. I'm trying to break that wall down between the radio and the internet. Show you I'm a real person. I'm a real fan. I go to the games. I'm not famous. I'm getting kind of famous, actually. Let me stop. Let's go to Sam in Passaic, New Jersey on the Fan. You got it, Sam.
Yeah, hey, what's up, Keith?
Not too much. I mean, are you hanging out with Josh in Passaic right now? You guys in the same...
Yeah, I know him.
I know you know him. I know you're not hanging out, literally, but...
I know him. Yeah, so about the Mets, I think I should feel optimistic right now because, when I came coming to the season, honestly, I was kind of worried about the pitching. Pitching's been pretty good, even when they were 0-5. And now the hitting's starting to come together. So I think I should feel optimistic.
And that's the whole thing, right? You want to have a season. It's a seven-month grind. You don't want to feel like by the sixth, seventh game, you're out of it. Nobody knows anything. So for your Met fan friends, I told you David Stern sucks. He ruined the Mets. Hey, let him cook. Give him some time. We don't know. None of us know.
Yeah, and about the Rangers, I mean, they just lost two games in a row. They're like, even when they're winning, they're winning games like one goal. I do not feel good about them going into the playoffs.
You know what I said about the Yankees when Cole went down and Judge was beat up and DJ hurt his foot? I said, hey, maybe the hype isn't good. Maybe you should take a step back. Maybe you should chill. Maybe you shouldn't be so sure that they're going to be a juggernaut and just get to the World Series. And so far, so good with them. So maybe just coming back down a little bit, back to earth for the Rangers and the Rangers fans, and then going in saying, hey, it's hockey. Nobody knows what's going to happen in the playoffs. Who knows? You hope for the best. That's why we watch. That's why we gamble on this stuff. That's why we listen to WFAN every night and react and call in. That's why we pay and go to the games. And that's why we love all this stuff. You can't predict it. It is unpredictable. These are grown men that get paid millions to go out there and compete. And any night, it could be anyone's game.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for making it, Sam and Josh, out in Passaic, New Jersey. I mean, the hype is a drug that will get you killed. The hype, like, being so high on the hype, you can only come crashing down. Wouldn't you rather just be surprised? Wouldn't you rather just be a Texas Rangers fan that just wins the World Series and is crying in your living room thinking, I never thought this was going to happen, you know? Don't you want to just be a, I don't know, a Denver Nuggets fan that's been a Denver Nuggets fan for all these years, and here comes Nikola Jokic, and they actually get it done, and you're like, I can't believe they gave Embiid the MVP, but this guy won the finals MVP. That's sports. Stay down till you come up. Everybody wants to roll with the winners, but, like, we go on these journeys from the start of every single season, and we don't know where they're going to go. But, man, right here in New York, we have the New York Knicks, the New York Rangers, the Islanders, the Yankees, the Mets, that you can believe could potentially do something. And that makes the radio better. That makes just walking around the streets better. That makes the bars and clubs better. That makes everything more exciting. The weather's got to stay more consistent. Just get warm and stay warm, and we'll be on our way. Chaz is in Setauket on the Fan. What's up, Chaz?
What's up, Keith? How you doing?
I'm good, man.
So let me preface this conversation with, I think Judge is going to be fine. I love him. He's going to have a great season. God willing, stays healthy. But do you think the fact that Soto's in town now and he may not be, you know, the guy, is kind of messing with him a little bit and kind of cramping the style? Maybe that's why, you know, besides the fact that he really didn't play much in the spring.
No,
I don't know. I think there's something to that.
I've heard that take, and we talked about that last night. And I said, like, you guys remember last year was just Judge, right? You remember seeing Judge at the end of the season, how pissed off he was and how much he talked about, like, you know, personnel changes and wanting to, like, I think Judge doesn't want to carry the team. He doesn't want to have to do it on his own. He wants talented players around him. He wanted Alex Verdugo. He wanted Juan Soto. He wanted Marcus Stroman. So much so he, like, spoke on it and helped recruit these guys and talk to Hal Steinbrenner and Brian Cashman. He didn't have to do that. I don't think Soto being Soto is cramping his style at all. I think Judge is Judge, right? You know, in his own right, Juan Soto is great. But Judge is an MVP. Judge is the AL home run record holder. Judge just has to get right. I don't know if he's still hurt. I don't know if it's just a slow start. But I don't think it has anything to do with, like, oh, man, I used to be in right field, and I used to get all the love from the fans, and now Soto's out there, and, you know, the judges' chambers are out there, but they got Dominican flags flying, and he's signing autographs. He's taking my shine. I'm in center field. I can't get to the fan. I don't think that's the case at all. Judge wants to win. He's the captain of the team. I think he's excited that they have more talent around him and that they, quote-unquote, stack the deck around him. I've been saying that for the last couple of years. Man, you have Cole. You have Judge. Stack the deck with more talent around them. Don't give me Aaron Hicks.
Right.
Don't give me Josh Donaldson. Don't give me IKF and Willie Calhoun. Like, give me good players around them. And they all, you know, high tide raises all ships. There's going to be a time when they're this summer when they're all balling out of control.
That's a good take. Let me give my Knicks a big shout out tonight. Great win. Looking forward to a great postseason.
Yes, sir. 877-337-6666. I don't know. These guys are alpha dogs. And I think alphas aren't intimidated by other alphas. Betas are intimidated by alphas. I think Judge is the biggest dog of all the big dogs. But he's not right now. And I attribute it to missing a chunk of spring training. I attribute it to the toe injury, the oblique injury, the combination of those things. I also attribute it to the fact that he missed so much time last year. And he's missed so much time over his career. He knows how important he is to the fans, how important he is to the franchise, the team. If he is a little banged up, there is no hit in the IL. If he is a little banged up, they can't rest him. And you know what they can't do right now? And they did this in the beginning of the season. They were DHing him and sitting Giancarlo Stanton down. And so that was giving him a half day for the most part, right? When he homered against the Arizona Diamondbacks, that was a day where he was just DHing. He didn't have to worry about playing center field, just lock in and hit against Merrill Kelly. You can't sit Giancarlo Stanton right now. You can't afford to not have Giancarlo Stanton right now in the lineup at the DH. Maybe they'll get crafty and they'll move some stuff around. And I don't know, maybe you'll see like Trent Grisham. Maybe they'll give Judge a day off. Where you'll see Trent Grisham in center, and maybe you'll see Stanton get in the outfield for the first time, and Judge will get a day off to reset, and maybe you'll see Juan Soto DH, or maybe they'll give Juan Soto. Like, we haven't seen that. We haven't seen the scheduled rest days yet, and good, we shouldn't. They are 13 games in. There should be no scheduled rest for guys. But we did see them do that with Stanton, where Stanton just had to sit down and Judge got the DH spot and you saw Trent Grisham in. I also understand Trent Grisham being a lefty and the pitching that the Marlins rolled out there, and also people saying that's why Oswaldo Cabrera wasn't in the lineup, but Oswaldo Cabrera is a spark plug. He plays with a flair. He can make things happen. I don't see how you go through a whole series in Yankee Stadium without penciling that guy in the lineup. John Birdie against the Marlins, because it's his former team. He's got a sure glove. I know Oswaldo has three errors, but I don't know. I thought that was a miss, and I thought that was kind of shady, because you were able to sweep Houston and Oswaldo helped you do that. You weren't able to sweep these bums from Miami, and you didn't ask Oswaldo for any help. Let's go to Parker down in Tampa, Florida, the other spot where the Yankees play. What's up, Parker?
How you doing, Keith? Perfect timing. I love talking about Oswaldo, man. So I was curious, you know. You just made that comment about being able to sweep Houston but not being able to sweep Miami. It's so funny. They also swept them in four games, and they couldn't sweep the Marlins in three.
Right. And on the road at that, in the House of Horrors, you were able to do that the first series.
You're telling me. But, hey, I was going to ask you about Oswaldo a little bit, man. I was going to ask you, how much do you believe in hot streaks and getting hot versus, like, the analytics side? Because on my side, I can tell you, from what I've experienced playing ball, in my past at least, hot streaks are very much a thing. So I wanted to get your take on that.
I believe in hot streaks, but I also believe in clutch and being a game-time player and big-time players making big-time plays and big-time moments. You've seen that from Oswaldo. You've seen him hit postseason homers. And I feel like he knew the stage. I feel like he knew, right? He was with the team when they got swept in the ALCS down in Houston those first two games. He right. knew going into Houston, hey, I got to make the most of this. DJ is hurt. I'm getting the opportunity. They made a trade for the John Birdie guy. I got to seize the day, and he did. So, like, I understand hot streaks, but a hot streak to start the season? Like, I think that was just Oswaldo showing that he's a primetime player and he can make plays. Now, of course, he came down a bit, had some errors, cooled off, but I felt like that, you know, they treated him like a young guy. They treated him like a young boy. Like, all right, John Birdie is a 34-year-old veteran. We traded for him. He's going to play every game, put the right-handed bat in the lineup. Oswaldo, you're out. We'll see what happens in Cleveland. We'll see what they do with him this weekend. He's got to play.
Yeah, I'm curious because, like, you know, you look at teams like the Rays, for example, that, I mean, that's close to home here, but they, I mean, it's awful just seeing just how good they've been with analytics and being able to beat up on teams with that. Obviously, it's starting to come down a little bit, but I'm curious to see how much that plays a role into some of these things, or if it's just specifically matchups. And I think matchups can sometimes be really stupid.
I think it's a combination of things. I've been on record saying that I do believe in this last year Aaron Boone's contract. They are giving him the leeway. They are giving him the green light. They are giving him the final say. And you would want that too, right? With your job on the line, with your quote-unquote last chance. And newsflash, I told you guys during spring training after I went down there, Aaron Boone goes nowhere. No matter what the Yankees do this year, they're not firing Aaron Boone. He's the manager of this team. He was hand-selected by them. But in theory, yeah, if it's the last year of his contract, I think they are letting him manage the team more. I think they are letting him have the final say on the lineup with Brad Ausmus and whatever. And then also making the in-game decisions on, bullpen guys. We saw that. We saw Victor Gonzalez in that Astros series come into the dugout, and he said, you got one more in you? That is him managing and making the executive decision and not them having a script for how the game is supposed to go with analytics and matchups and other things.
Absolutely. You know, you got to give guys like Bruce Bochy their flowers when it comes to being like an all-time manager. You know, that's, I think that stuff's sweet. So you got to have a good mix of both for sure. It's always good having the statistics and all the matchups and analytics and stuff, but you definitely need to have that old feel as well. So,
yes, sir. Thanks for the call, Parker. Analytics is just data. Analytics is just numbers. You still have to go off of feel and heart rate. You still got to go off of feel and heartbeat, rather. Like, you got to look at these guys. You got to look at a guy like Oswaldo and say, he's locked in right now. He's dialed in. We got to play him. I don't care what he was. That's why I got on the radio saying, I don't care what he was. I care about what he is. He is playing his ass off. I don't care about what he did in the spring. I don't care if you don't know which side of the plate he's going to bat from. I know he's hitting home runs. I know he's tying the game up. I know he's making plays. I know he's breaking the game open when the game gets stale and stagnant and quiet. He's the one making noise. So when you have players like that, it's baseball, man. You need players that can defy the numbers and the odds and the analytics. I would say the number to dial, but by this time, you'll be talking to C-Mac. C-Mac's coming up next, right? Yeah. I think C-Mac's coming up next. It'll be C-Mac, and then the morning show, and then we keep rolling. This day is almost over. Let's keep rolling. Let me take my last two calls. Let's go out to Forest Hills and talk to Miriam on the fan. Hello, Miriam.
Hello, Keith. How are you?
I am great. Haven't heard from you in a little while, but that's okay. I know you're checking in on your Isles.
Yeah, they won tonight, too. A great game against the Habs. And I got to tell you, I'll say it. I said it to Screen Mike, too. The Sam Montembeau is a really good goalie. And the fact that they beat him was something special. Because last year, there's junior hockey, and there's also the IIHF Men's Championship Games in June and May and June after the season. And those are the teams that don't make the playoffs play for their countries. And last year, Montembeau played for Canada, and he was really good, and he's still good. And the fact that the Islanders beat him is incredible.
Yeah. I mean, you got to be feeling good right now about your chances. We've talked all season about what could be or what couldn't be. How many games we felt like the Islanders just blew and they should have won, but all in all, they're right there. How do you feel about the New York Rangers, the last matchup with them, and this matchup coming up on Saturday?
And Monday, guess who they play? The Devils.
I know. I'm going to be at that game, but we can't.
Yeah, you should be there. See.
Yeah, it's the last game of the season, and it's like a Jersey appreciation night, and I'm going to try and get there. But what was your take on the whole Pellick hit? And then
I'm
even
proud
with
of them.
With Trocheck and all of that and what Peter Laviolette had to say after the game a couple nights ago.
You know, I can tell you one thing about Peter Laviolette. Having had him as an Islander coach, when he gets mad, he gets mad. He says he didn't like it.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? He's not going to like Saturday either.
He's got another thing coming.
Yeah. Because Patrick Roy is a goalie coach. He knows what a goalie has to do. He knows what a defense has to do, and he knows what an offense has to do. And they're doing it. And this is the second six-game winning streak they've had. And I'm very proud of them for sticking up with it and keep going.
Yeah, keep on rolling. Roll into the Garden and send a message, and we'll see what happens with the playoffs and how it shakes out.
I hope so. How's Mommy and Kitty and Baby?
They're great. I love them all. They're all fast asleep right now.
Good.
But I know when I walk in the door, there's one person. Well, not person, but there's one living thing. My cat, shout out to Toon. Toon loves me. I posted Toon at 2:47 on my Instagram story last night. I just got home and I went to my little room and she comes in. She pushes the door open with her head. She comes and sits on my lap to get her pets. I start petting her. She's purring all out. I'm like, I know
that's
my girl loves me. If anything I know in this world, I know my girl loves me, my cat, Toonie.
She's a good girl. You take good care of her.
I do, and she knows that. She knows I change her kitty litter. She knows I have her treats ready. She knows the automatic feeder and automatic water stuff I have set up. But, like, I also play with her. I play with her more than...
I play with him.
Yeah, I have the toys. I have the ropes. I actually, I get her going. I get her,
really
going.
That's the right thing to do. She's a young girl.
Thanks for the call, Miriam.
I'm
running out of time. Good to hear from you. Last call of the night goes to Roland out on Long Island. You got it, Roland.
Good evening, Keith. How are you?
Blessed. Highly favored.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Keith, I'd like to wish God blessing on your new addition to your family.
Thank you.
I haven't had a chance to express that, so I wish God blessing on your new addition.
Thank you, sir.
And I listen at you, not every night, but whenever I get a chance, and I'm passing the word on to the fellows to tune you in and listen at you, because I think you're very, very good, and you cover all fields, and I appreciate it highly.
I appreciate it, too.
So next, I'm a Knicks fan going all way back, even before Walt Clyde DeFrazier. And I'm a big Knicks fan, so I'm just wondering how you think they're going to do in this playoff. Right now, they have a chance for second spot, but I don't know how that's going to make out. So I'm just wondering how you feel about it.
Whether they get the 2 seed or the 3 seed, they're war ready. They have a coach with the right mentality. He's prepared them for this. They play a lot of minutes. They've got a lot of reps. They're prepared without Julius Randle. They haven't had him on the floor. It's Brunson's moment, and he's got the right cast around him to get it done. DiVincenzo is there. Miles McBride is there. Last year, you couldn't shoot the three efficiently enough in the playoffs. You got enough big bodies. You got Hartenstein. You got Mitchell Robinson. You got Precious Achiuwa. Those guys are going to hold it down against the bigger matchups that you're going to face. I just think that they have enough role players, even the guys coming off the bench. Boyan Bogdanovic. You're going to see a Knicks team that has a whole city behind them and beyond, and the garden behind them. And it's going to be tough for other teams to come in there and play and win. And if they can go on the road and knock some guys off, I think they can make some noise. I haven't seen a Knicks team that I felt more confident in making a run than this one right here, and I think they know it's their time.
I agree. And one last thing. I know it's your time to go, Keith, but I just want to make a comment on several stories on the O.J. Simpson death today. And I don't understand, Keith, how they going back to the trials and the race on the freeway and all the lawyers. Why go through that? I mean, this man is passed on, going on to be with the Lord, and they got the hash on it. If you can't say anything good, why say anything at all? You know, he was good in college. He was a good professional player. He had a good actor life. So, you know, all the reports I've been hearing today, they got the Ramelow back about and all that. I just don't understand that.
Thanks for the call, Roland. What I'll say to close out is people are going to feel how they want to feel and say what they want to say. And again, we're in this internet age where everyone does speak freely. So, you know, God rest the dead. You're supposed to be respectful, but there are a lot of people being extra disrespectful today, and it's just a sign of the times. That's all I've got. That's a sign of the end of my time. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Appreciate y'all. I gotta go. I thought C-Mac was coming up next. Al Cintron's coming up next. This is my first time actually meeting Al. I'm excited. This is the first.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.